we conclude our series, Veterans Choice, Making It Work, with the perspectives of VA hospitals. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
The CHOICE program is designed to help veterans who are trying to receive specialist care that is either too far away or the wait time for an appointment is too long. Veterans interested in the program talk to either their primary doctors or local Veterans Assistance Center. These people then refer the veterans to a regional VA hospital.
If that's over 30 days, or if we do not offer that care, or if it's over 40 miles, then a consult is placed, or they're referred to our department.
That's Carolina Mosley. She's the clinical nurse manager for the Hines VA Hospital's Office of Community Care. Professionals like her act as liaisons between patients and doctors. But at a national level, these arrangements go through third-party contractors. Mosley says she guides Eastern U.S. veterans to HealthNet.
We'll give them the website, they go in, they fill out the packet, and that patient can see that physician. If they choose not to do that, they can choose another physician off that provider's list, and then we have our own list that we can sign that provider up also. We're creating a national integrated list of providers.
Regional hospitals like Hines aren't allowed to create these databases on their own. This can make dealing with the contractors difficult. However, Madison VA Hospital Chief of Staff Alan Bridges says HealthNet and its counterpart TriWest still have a role to play.
They set up these regions, these contracts, and that's the setup for the money exchange, the reimbursement.
Bridges says Congress didn't give much guidance on how to set up these regional offices. He also says lawmakers didn't allocate infrastructure funding for specific hospitals.
The contractors, HealthNet and TriWest, probably didn't have the infrastructure required to fully implement the program. In addition, they didn't have enough physicians.
To compensate, both Madison and Hines hired extra staff. Mosley explains how she set up her office.
We hired some RNs because I needed some nurses with varied backgrounds to be able to really, really make sure that my patients got the care that they need. We hired some LPNs, and then we have administrative staff.
Hines serves Chicago and its suburbs, as well as sections of Northern Illinois. This means Mosley's office processes a lot of referrals.
We're averaging probably about 250 authorizations a week.
Madison has just as wide a service area, extending into Illinois and part of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. However, Bridges says the CHOICE program hasn't exactly shortened veterans' wait times.
The wait time, even though the VA may be beyond 30 days, we can often get a veteran in for care in 40 or 45 days, which is before the private sector can get them in.
Hines Hospital Director Dr. Steve Braverman says veterans have caught on to this pattern.
One of the interesting things that we have found is that when we've offered choice in many situations, our veterans have declined it because they prefer to get their care here, even if it means a little bit longer wait.
On top of that, Bridges says his hospital gets many more veterans because Wisconsin didn't expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.
By word of mouth, I have been told that veterans have chosen the VA as their health care provider because we do not have monthly premiums. Veterans pay for an episode of care. Unless they are service-connected, then they get that care for free.
It's still difficult for regional hospitals and private doctors to schedule appointments and properly share medical records. To fix this, the hospitals are reinventing the underlying systems at a national level. Mosley says this means changing the underlying technology.
One of them will allow the outside providers to have access to the patient's information, like their actual chart, real time.
That change already is underway, and other reforms aim to improve communication with these private doctors. In the end, Bridges sees the CHOICE program as a well-intentioned but flawed effort to get veterans the care they need. But he's still optimistic about upcoming reforms.
As we're developing more infrastructure and getting better communication, I think that going into the future, we should have a very, very good program that will allow the goals, so to speak, to be realized.
Congress originally budgeted $10 billion for the Choice program, but it was set to expire August 7th. However, President Trump signed a law in April letting the VA spend the remaining money until January. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
You can learn more about our series at wnij.org.